Vav Samachai, Omid Aleph, the top of the Omid. Yotzasa Katri Shaina, we had the Mishnah spoke about the three kitays. Tane, he nikreis Kat Atzlonis. Those who participated in the third Kat, so they were given a psakriya shame. That was the Kat of the Atzlonis. The Gemara, which is not too complimentary. So the Gemara asks, "V'loisagi the lavochi, you need three kitas. What? Why are we condemning this third cat? My havilu lemevot. What should they do? You have to have three kitas. It's a mitzvah to have three kitas. Call Eide Yisrael." So the Gemara says that's not his geschäft. Afilochi boy luhu lizruzin avshayu. Those who want the third cut, they should make it their business to be in the first cut. Kedesanya Rebbe Oimer, Evshaloilam Beloy Boisim Beloy Bursi. The world needs a tannery also, but Ashre Mishum Nosei Boisim. Oili, Eloi Mishum Nosei Bursi. The Evshaloilam Beloy Schorim Beloy Nekeves, Ashre Mishabon of Schorim, Oiloi Mishabon of Nekeves. So Mamele, even though there's a necessity for these inyanim, but one, that is not the criteria. One should be mishtadl to, or if it's able to get the better tzad. So memele, so those who participate in the third kat, they were called kat atzlonis. Zogt Rashi atzlonis, mneishen is atzlo liyeis achoine. Voloisagi de lavochi, de mitzvah lesholish kitis. We hear in the Mishnah, the Mishnah says, "Kemaseu b'chol kach meiseu b'Shabbos." Now, Shabbos, the Kahanim were mediach the zore shaloi b'rtzoin chacham. And the erev Pesach shchalis b'chol, they were mediach the zore b'rtzoin chacham. This was shaloi b'rtzoin chacham. So the Gemara asks, shaloi b'rtzoin man. Who are the Chachomim who are against cleaning out the Azore? Omar Rav Chizde Shaloi Bertzoin Rabbi Eleza. Shaloi Bertzoin Rabbi Eleza. Dehi Rabbonon, if, according to the Rabbonon, Ha'omri Shvusu, they hold the whole Issa of Kibbut and Ributz is only a Shvus, Ve'ein Shvus B'Migdosh, so Memela, so then it would have been permissible. Where do we have a machloikis, Rabbi Lezon, the Chachomim, the Sanya? Echot hachilev, v'mechabetz, v'megabein, kigroigris. First of all, it says that the shir, chilev, mechabetz, and megabein, the shir is begroigris. Now it says further, ha-mechabetz, v'amarbetz, v'horoide chalis dvash, v'shoigrik, v'shabes chayiv chatos, is it beyond the loike es alboim divrei Rabbi Elazar? That there's a chiyuv deraisa by mechabed merabeitz and roi dechalas dvash. Chachomim oimrim echot ze ve echot ze einai elo mishum shvus, that mechabed merabeitz and roi dechalas dvash is only a shvus. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Shaloi b'rtzoin Rabbi Elazar, da omar ba'al megabi mechabit, da haino dumye da hadoche, ike chiyev chatos, he holds as a chiyev chatos. Hilkach b'migdosh, shekshvar naso tzorech gavoya oso, as a chiyev chatos, so memele, so it wouldn't be mutter. That means this is not a tzerich geboya. So memele, it's also tzeisa diraisa. Hacholev moishech hacholov min abeheme. Mechabeitz mamid hacholov voise mimeno chavitzin shekoirin matunch. It seems this is a process. They put it either bechame or they put a keve in the milk, and that separated the that separated chalokim from the milk, the masses of milk that became either roi for cheese or roi for butter. So kapanim, this is dumi de malachas boira. This is malachas boira. Echad ze ve echad ze, mechabed u merabed zvoroide. The machloikes of the zachiyev chatos, or it's only osami de rabbonon, is by the last three malachas, the last three pu'ulas. Avu miidach leikomri. But on the first three malachas, leikomri, the tild is av malachaninu. This is all a tild of av malachik, namrini beperik hametzniye. The Rabbi Elazar, Mishimochi, Machayev, Choylev, Mishim Mefarek, Megabein, Mishim Boine, Mechabitz, Mishim Boire, Bamatzniye. Merabitz, Mechabit, Meforish also, Mishum Ashvuye Gumis. It's also because he's smoothing out the Gumis. So it's Chaybalz Boine. Veroide, why is Rabbi Elazar Machayev, Roide Chalos Dvash? To take out the chalois from the honeycombs from the kaveres, what malach is there? Midachsi vayit poel oiso biyares advash. So we makish dvash to a yor, to a yar. So just like a yar by a forest, if one is toilish, so is chayv al malach is toilish, there is oike adobo migidula, is oike from mechuba lekarke. So by dvash, even though it's not mechuba lekarke, so he's chayiv the zechiyev toilish to be oike the honeycombs from the kaveres, from the bihai. And the chachamim disagree. So kaponim, we see this amachloikes, Rabbi Lezon, the chachamim, by mechabed and merabed, the zechiyev the raisa, it's only an issa the rabbonim. So according to the chachamim, there'd be a klal in shvus b'migdash. So the Dawud Mishnah says, shaloi b'tzayin chachamim, shaloi b'tzayin Rabbi Lezon. Rav Ashi Omar Afilu Taime Shalei Bertzayin Chachomim. Could be the Mishnah means Shalei Bertzayin Chachomim Taka the Chachomim Achil Kuma Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Nosson the sign here Rabbi Nosson Omar Shvus Tzricha Hitiru Shvus She'ein HaTzricha Lo Hitiru. There were only matter of Shvus if there's a necessity. There wasn't a great necessity to wash the floors, we can't leaven on them. So Memela, so Shalei Bertzayin Chachomim means, Afilu Shalei Bertzayin the Chachomim Achilkim Al Rabbi Elazar. Let us see Tosfos. Hacholev Kigroigres. Hikshe, so we see Al Kaponim, that the shear of Chalive is Kigroigres. Hiksha Rav Afraim, the snan beperik hamoitzi, the shir hamoitzi cholov kedei gemir. By heitzo, the shir is kedei gemir. Now, the shiurim of Shabbos, pshat is, you need malachas machshavis, you need a malachach shuve, you have to, all malachas of Shabbos is, sabchina, you're creating something, so it has to be a dover choshu. So we find by Haitzoas Cholov, the shir is Kedei Gemir. By Chaliva alone, the shir is Kroigres. Fraktach Toisves, Vishiyurei Shabbos, Hein Shovin, L'chol HaMeloches. The shir is the same. You have to create a Dover Choshuv. So you have to be done. Each Indian is this Choshuv. But if this is a shir Choshuv, it's a shir Choshuv for all Meloches. It's all the same shir. So how come over here we find there's a difference? Rabbi Yitzor, the shir is kedai gemir, and Rabbi Chalive, the shir is kegroigres. The tiret. So Rabbi Nefraim answered as follows. The stam cholov kedai gemir shehu shir godol. Kedai gemir could be as a greater shir than a groigres. Stam cholov is taka that's the shir. Aval hoche b'choylev l'gvine. Here we're speaking about that he was choylev l'gvine. Eichet eisi, we should say this, because that's what the Brais is speaking about. Ha-choylev, ha-mechabetz, ha-megabein. So it's speaking about he's doing the pu'ulas to create gvine. So mistama the choylev was also for gvine. Dachshuvei, achshuvei, shiurei, kegroigres de zutta. So it could be there's a difference between chalav and gvinis if the intent is to use it in its the milk state, not to transform it into cheese. So then this year is kedai gmir, which is larger than a greigris. But if he wants to make cheese out of it, so then filu a smaller shear also is a chshibis. That is, if we will assume that kedai gmir is greater than the shear greigris. Abol I kedai gmir zuta, but if we'll assume that kedai gmir is a smaller shear, so lechayre, then we'll have to say, so we'll say the same shtik teire fakert. We'll say that chalav is more choshuv than gvine. That's what we'll have to say. So therefore, the shear of, if we assume kedai gmir is smaller than greigris, then we'll have to say that chalav is more choshuv than gvine. But we have to say another nekuda also. Men tzarech loymar, the stam cholov legvine. That stam cholov is for gvine. So if stam cholov is for gvine, so therefore, you need a larger shear. You need a shear of a greigris. Lakach hocha shiurei ki greigris. Stam cholov is used for gvine, which is shear is greigris. He says he doesn't want to use it for cheese, he wants to use it for achila shtiyah. So he's meforish, that he wants to use it for a different purpose. So then, you're chayim on a smaller shear. So Bataisis is saying we have to say that the stomach is a bigger shear, and if he's meforish, so he can be mechayim on a smaller shear. Because if we'll say faker, if we'll say stam choylev lachila l'shtiyah v'loy l'gvinim, if we'll say that stam choylev is for achila l'shtiyah, so stam choylev, the shir is kedai gmir, which is a smaller shir. And that what it says by us, the shir is kegreigris, a larger shir, because he doesn't want cholov, he wants gvinim, and therefore if he wants gvinim, there's a bigger shir, you can't say that. The istam cholov, la achila v'lishtiya v'loy l'gvinim, zafiloyim aforish behedya l'gvino, yoloy l'schaye, b'chdei gmiya d'zutam. Afilu, he said, Beferish, I want this for Gvine, and Gvine need a larger shear. Then deswegen, since he's doing a Maisa Chalive, and if this would be used for Cholov, the smaller shear would be sufficient. So Afilu, he intends to use it for Gvine, which you need a bigger shear, he would still be Chayv on the smaller shear. Hoyel ustomoy lechel velishtois. If stam chalive is for achil and shtiyah, which is a smaller shear, so automatically, as soon as he was chayil of the smaller shear, he's chayiv already. Even though his intent is not to use it for chalive, his intent for the chalive is not for shtiyah. And what he's going to use the cholov is kedai gmir is not a shir choshev. Afal pikein he would be chayiv. Kedamrinin b'seif klal godol hamoytzi teven kimeloy pi poro legomol. A person took out teven. Now the shir haytzos teven is kimeloy pi poro. That's a shir choshev. What if he wants to take out Tevin for a gomel? Now, a gomel, this mouthful of a Meloy Pipora is not sufficient for a gomel. Afal Pikein Daloch is Yishayev. Afal Gavda Le Gomel Lai Havi Shiyure Bahochi. Hoyul Ustomo Le Poro Mechayev. Hoyul Ustomo Le Poro Mechayev Ashiyure De Poro. He says, since Stam Tevin is Oymed for Achilas Pipora, is Memele, so it has automatically, it's considered a Shir Choshev already. Even though the purpose that he wants to use it, the purpose he's Moitzi it, it doesn't have Achshivis. That doesn't matter. You don't look at his purpose, you look at the stomach. So if the stomach is a shir pipore, he's chayiv, even though he's maitziyat for a gomel. Which, for a gomel, this is not a shir chosh. So Taisra says, so if we will assume that kidei gemia is smaller than kegregres, then we'll have to say that the stam shir is kegregres. Stam chalive is legvine. So memelus, so therefore the shir is kegregres. So then, you only chayiv on a kedei gemiyah if he beferish he wanted for shtiyas acholah. That's a second teretz. The yesh meforish, there's a third teretz. Also, this mahalach that kedei gemiyah is smaller than kegregas. Achsheacholah kvar boen mechayiv bechtei gemiyah. That means bechtei gemiyah, which is a smaller shir, is a shir choshu. Avol choylev loy mechayiv ele bechegregris, then odom teireyach lachloy bepochas mikegregris. There's another cheshbin by Melechus Chalive. Since Melechus Chalive involves a tirchem, so a person would not do this meloche unless he'd get a more choshuva end result. So that's why by Chalive you need a shir of kegregris. Mashen came by Hatzor, after you have the Cholov already, so then a shir of Kedei Gemi is sufficient. Regav na matlik ba moitzi, gabi oir lasis kemeya. Zog te Taisvis weiter, ha mechabed ba merabed. So we have here that Rabbi Lezer holds that it's chai, Chumim hold that it is pot, it's only also mid Rabbonah. So Taisu says, Al kolchoch la psikreishu. It's not a psikreishu that you should be mash v'gumitz. The psikreishu la v'shori Rab Shimon l'rabitz l'chatchila b'shili ha-matzniyim. He says, the Gemara says that Rab Shimon was matal l'chatchila. If it's a psikreishu, it was gait meron that he's not mechavin, but it's a psikreishu. Zeh medoch hazvot that it's not a psikreishu. V'tayim alari. So, factory, dim kain, if it is not a psikreishe, amai mechayiv Rabbi Lezer. So, why does Rabbi Lezer say, yechayiv? Kiven de yochel liyois beloi gumeis. Means it's not muchach. It's not muchach, is this that will be a gume, not a psikreishe. Nadavo Shaine Miskavin, a fulu according to Rabbi Yehuda, is felt the Melechus Machsheves. So if it's not a psikreishe, he's not machavin to make gumis, so it's a Nadavo Shaine Miskavin. So a fulu according to Rabbi Yehuda, that holds Bechol HaTeirakul, Nadavo Shaine Miskavin, is also, but by Shabbos, it's potter, because it's felt Melechus Machsheves. The doichik loyme de pligi I have a psikreishe I loik, that's a doichik. So if we see according to Rab Shimon, it's mutter to be merabit. So we see klo al tov shenim iskabit. So we see it's not a psikreishe. So if it's not a psikreishe, so it's a dov shenim iskabin, which al kaponim should only be awesome in the rabbonon. So why are you chayiv according to Rabbalas? Benir elari, so the Ri says, Pshat and Rabbi Lez as follows. The Baha Pligi, the Machlekes is as follows. Rabbi Lezer sovar Stam Mechabed Umarbitz Miskaven Lahashveis Gumis. A person who is Mechabed wants Hashveis Gumis. AFLP Shein Tzorich Lahashveis Gumis, even though he doesn't need to be mash with the gumis. Mechayev l'Rabbi Yehuda. So Yechayev according to Rabbi Yehuda, hoyel v'hish v'gumis l'psoif. V'rabbonon sovri, da'enim iskaven elo l'chabei u'l'rabbi tzba'alme v'leko elo shvus. Now, this is a very shvere Taisvis. Taisvis says, all of a sudden, Taisvis brought in Rabbi Yehuda. How does Rabbi Yehuda come in? Taisvis says, according to Rabbi Elezer, a person who's mechabed the merabed is miskaven lahashveis gumis. Even though he doesn't need to, af bishenitzorich lahashveis gumis, mechay l'Rabbi Yehuda. And the Rabbanon hold, the ene miskaven, he's not mechaven lahashveis gumis, el lechabed u lerabed. V'leke el oshvus. So let us see the Gilyan Hashas. The Lashon Gilyan Hashas is also not too clear. In Chiddush Rabbi Kaveiga it's a little clear. But let us see what Rabbi Kaveiga asks. Loi zachisi lahavet. So Rabbi Kaveiga understood Pshat and Taisviz. That's how the Masha understood Pshat and Taisviz. That Taisviz means to say as follows. That according to Rabbi Elezer, since he's miskaven lahashvis kumis, so therefore, you're chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds melacha shein tzricha l'guf es chayiv. So you're chayiv, since he's miskaven lahashvis gumis. The Rabbanon hold, he's not miskaven. So the Masha explains the Rabbanon also hold melacha shein tzricha l'guf is chayiv, but since he's not miskaven, felt melachas machshavas. About Kaponim, according to Rabbi Elezer, the only reason Yechayev, because we hold like Rabbi Yehuda, the Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayev. Zogt Rabbi Kaveiga, Loi Zachisi Lahavet. He doesn't understand this combination to say that number one is Miskaven Lahashveis Gumix, for Af Al Pikein, it's considered a Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa. The Imu Miskaven Lashivui, if he wants lahashveis gufa, so he wants that the floor should become smooth. Im kein tzorich, some tzorich legufa. So if he wants it, if he wants that it should be smooth, that's called a tzorich legufa. Tzorich sheyir kein. So he wants it, he needs it. So memela, so that's called tzorich legufa. If he wants it should be smooth, and then he made it smooth, that's called tzorich legufa. He says, by other malachas, you could have such a combination. He's mechaven to do what he wants to do, and it's called ein tzrich legufa. She mechaven lechabois. He wants to extinguish a candle, a wick, a burning wick. She yechosho chabais. Avoloi bishvil apecho. So there, past, he wants to extinguish a flame, because he wants the house to be dark. The Malach in the Mishkan was, they were Mechabe and Eish to create Pechem, so he doesn't want the Tzorech that there was in the Mishkan. The Tzorech HaKibah in the Mishkan was to make Pechomim, he's being Mechabe to make it dark. So that's called, is Mechaven Pe'ulas HaKibui, but Pe'ulas HaKibui is not the Malach, the Malach is the Asiyas HaPechem. So the Siyah said that is the Malach, that was the Tachlis of Malach, so he doesn't need the Siyah Sabchome. V'chein choyfe gulme, shemechavin lachpe lezoicha ofo, aboloi lishtamish begume. Choyfe gulme vein tzoich elo laafcho. So Pshat is, he wants the earth, and so he's digging a hole. So even though the maise, the pool is, he's making a hole. That is the malacha, but he doesn't need the hole, he needs the earth. So the tzorech of chafire that was in the Mishkan is non-existent by him. He's making the hole, but he doesn't want the hole. So mamela, so there he could be a mechavin, and it's ein tzorech legufa. He doesn't need the tachlos ha-malacha, which he is doing. He needs the pu'ula, but not the malacha. But fact, aval hoche the shivi gumis umaisa binyan. If he wants the shivi yagumis, he wants. But he says he's mechaven that it should be smooth. He miskaven lahashva is gumis. Have a miskaven legufa. So he wants to be boine. So how does Taisu say he wants to be boine? And it's a malocha shein tzricha legufa. So at this Taisu, Rabbi Kaveiga says lo zachisi lahav. De Imre Bine, Hilche Shabbos, Simen Lamed Beis, wants to explain Pshat and Tosfos as follows. He first brings down a Chakire from the Markeves HaMishneh. Markeves HaMishneh clears a Shaila as follows. What is the Halacha if a person will do a Malacha without any purpose whatsoever? He has no reason to do it. He's doing it stam. He wants to do it stam, but he doesn't need it. He wants to do the Malacha. Kasha v'maisa. What is the din? So the Makeves HaMishneh has a three-way chakira. One side, he wants to say that a fellow according to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda is a malocha shein tzricha leguf is chayiv, so he says, he will also be potter, because he also didn't need to meet the malachas HaMishneh. Whenever they did a malocha in the Mishkan, they did it for a purpose. They didn't do it stamazoy, it was a purpose. Now, Rabbi Shimon holds, you have to do it for the purpose that they did it for. When they were mechabit, they did it to make promim. That's what Rabbi Shimon knows. Rabbi Yehuda don't know. Rabbi, do it for a purpose is also good. But if a person will be mechabit without any purpose whatsoever, not that he wants it dark, not that he wants to make promim, so could be, if according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll be put. Could be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you'll be chai. It's also called Eretzricha Lagufi. You don't need it. I don't need the purpose. I don't need the home aloche. And according to Rabbi Shimon, you'll be put. That's the second side. And could be, I feel according to Rab Shimon, you'll be chayiv. Why? He says, because according to Rab Shimon, pshat is, you're doing it for a different purpose. That means, I don't want asiyas apechom. I want something else. So the something else fulfills. But if I want to do the malachah, but I don't need it. That means I don't need the pechom. I want to do the malachah. He says, could be, this is better. I feel according to Rabbi Shimon, you'll be chayv, says that we were chakira. So Imre Bine brings down a Loshon Rambam. The Rambam says, if a person is tzot, a person captures an animal. So the Rambam says three cases. Bein letzoyrech, he needs the animal. Bein sheloy letzoyrech, there's no tzoyrech whatsoever. Oy lesachik behem. Or he wants to be mesachik. Chay. Hoyel v'niskaven lotzoyd v'tzod chayev shemaloche shein tzrich legufa chayev. So the Rambam says two cases. The sheloy letzoyrech oy lesachik behem. So what is lesachik behem? So lesachik behem v'istoyis. The first two cases are, I want to trap the animal. Letzoyrech, I need the animal. I need the animals. That's called letzoyrech. Sheloy letzoyrech means, I want to trap the animal for no reason whatsoever. Sheloy letzoyrech. Lesachik, but I want to trap the animal, but I have no tzoyrech to do it. I don't need the animal. I want to trap it, I cast it for myself. Lesachik behen means, I don't even want to trap the animal. I want to have a good time. I want to go hunting. So Memele, as soon as he traps the animal, let the animal go. But Lemaise, he wants to go hunting. So Memele, he doesn't even want to trap the animal in Yisod. He just wants to have a good time. But in all three cases, Hoyel v'niskaven lotzoy, he wanted to make a pool that said, v'tzot chayiv, shemaloche tzein tzricha legufa chayiv. So he says, you see from the Rambam, that the Rambam includes into Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufim, that if he does something Shaloi Letzoyrech Klal, that means there's no reason, he wants to do this, but there's no reason why he's doing it. That's called Shaloi Letzoyrech, and that's called a Malacha Shein Tzricha Legufim, and according to Rabbi Yehuda Yischai. So the Rebbeinu wants to say that is Pshat and Tosfos. Pshat and Tosfos is, when this person is mechabit, he's mechabin, let us say the way Rashi, we hear Rashi and Rab Chaim, Adova Miskava means he wants. It wants, he wants it should happen. He has a know that it's happening. When he's mechabit, he wants that the floor should be smooth. He wants to be mashve gumis. Why? Do you need it? No. He doesn't need it. It's a gate on the level. If the floor will be smooth, no one is going to trip on it. The, that what the floor is not smooth, and by being mechabed, the floor will be smooth. Be'etzem, he has no legitimate reason for wanting it. And a chanami. So there's no tzairich. That's what Tosfos is saying. There's no tzairich, but he's niskaven. So niskaven means that he has a know that Vakel, this Sephrina is going to be smooth, but he has no tzairich. That means if he'd be laying linoleum on top of it or tiles on top of it, so then he needs it to be smooth. But he's not doing that. So there's no tzairich that it should be smooth. Aval Pikein, he's miskaven that it should be smooth. So he's doing something without a tzairich, and he's mechaven for this. So there's no het of dover she'ene miskaven. Dover she'ene miskaven means it was done unintentionally. I'm doing this with the kibbud. I want that I'm tzufrieden. I'm happy that it's going, the cock is going to get smooth. But there's no tzairich, I have no tzairich that it is smooth. So Rabbi Lezer holds like Rabbi Yehuda that Rabbi Loche shein tzricha legufe, even though you don't need it, you're also chay. So therefore Rabbi Lezer says hamechabed, and he was mashve gumes, he is chayev. V'taka happened, there's no het of dover shein miskaven, he's miskaven. He's happy with it. There's no tzairich, but he holds like Rabbi Yehuda. The Chachomim, the Marsha says, also holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that the Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufa is Chayim. But the Chachomim hold he's not Mechavin. So Melev, he's not Mechavin. So Melev, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, if you're not Mechavin, so it's felt Melechas Machsheves, it's only Osam Yidah Rabbonah. According to Rab Shimon, that was Rab Shimon that Tosfos brought out. Rab Shimon holds that Dover Shein Miskaven is Mutter. So that's Tosfos proved that it's not a psikresha. Shori Rab Shimon, the Rabbi, it's Lechatchila. So that is this three-way machloikis. This Rab Shimon holds that Dover Shein Miskaven is Mutter. The Chachomim and Rabbi Lezer both hold like Rabbi Yehuda that the dover she'ene miskaven is also, but the shaila is he miskaven or not? According to Rabbi Lezer, he's miskaven. So even though there's no tzairich, so it's not worse than a melacha she'en tzairich legufa. Thus again, the Russian of Tosfos. Rabbi Lezer sovos tam mechabed omar bitz miskaven. He's miskaven lahash veiz gumis. He doesn't need it. Is mechayiv l'Rabbi Yehuda? Is chayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda? Hoyil v'hishme gumis l'psayiv. If he was mashme gumis, so there's no. So it's a davar miskaven. The melacha shein tzrich l'gufa. Yechayiv according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'rabon and tzavri de'ain miskaven. He's not miskaven at all. He doesn't have any nechusa. Elo l'chabed l'rabitz ba'omet. So memeile, so afilo malacha shein tzriche is chayev, but since he's ainem is laven, so felt malachas machsheves, that's also mid rabbonim. And Rav Shimon holds, lo dava sheinem is kaven is mut. Teim olari, heichi mituk me masnisen krabbeleza. So what are we saying? The first parts of the Gemara was that the Chachomim, Shaloi Birtzain Chachomi means Rabbi Lezer, because Rabbi Lezer holds a mechabed is chayt. Taimelri, heichem etuk demas nisen Rabbi Lezer, v'habazore shahoye lo ritzpa avonim lo shayach ba'ashvu yigumis. We're speaking about the azore. So if there's a ritzpa, so there's no ashvu yigumis whatsoever. Ba'afilu lechatchile shori kidoma b'shili yamatzni, lechatchile yelah to be mechabed if there's a flaw. Ameimer shora zilche b'mechuzah. That's ribbutz. Ameimer was matter, zilche b'mechuzah, the whole shtat mechuzah. Why? Because in the whole shtat of mechuzah, there were flaws there. So if there's a flaw, so memeila, there's no shvuyi gumis. So memeila, so it's a hefegomo, So why should it be also the base of Migdash? So Tosfos Alpha gav the Gazrina by Mememad Likin Elisa de Shisha Ote Elisa de Alme. Like Tosfos, the Gemara in the Mememad Likin says that they asked you should be marbits, an aliyah that has a marble floor, or to exege, or to lease the alme, that an aliyah that has a wooden, earthen floor. So how does these two gemara stem? How come a meimer was mata machuze? So Taisvis answers machuze is a kula ritzufa ba'avonim. The whole city was ritzufa ba'avonim. There wasn't a floor in the city that wasn't ritzufa. It's like a zinin. Otu the ir da'alme. So that's pshat in the gemara. A meimer wasn't geizem machuze to a different city. But if the whole city is not merutze, now this house is merutze, then you see chagoyza, one house after the other house. So, according to Taisvis, so what's pshat in Taisvis Kashi? So Taisvis Kashi, so let's get back to Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim wasn't merutze, the Beis Hamikdash was merutze. So, but Taisvis Kashi is, but if we'll say that the Beis Hamikdash was merutze, so min ha-toyr etzmuta. Now, mit ha-rabon, and it's also gzeira oto Yerushalayim. So that's a shvus. According to the first tenets of the Gemara wanted to say, if you hold it's a shvus, so there were matar ha-shvus in the base of Migdash. So why, according to Rabbi Lezer, should it be us? So Taisi says two terutzum. Boi meri de bazore bein roiva le roivet ho yugumis. There was shaykh ha-shvu yugumis, even though it was merutzum. Inami, the Rabbi Lezer, the Ike Isure di Eraise bekibud da'alme. Kazrinin azore oto kibud da'alme. That if without the, if it would be merutz, if it would be an Isur di Eraise, so they asked to be, they asked to be mechabed in the azore. Ayet zeshvuz. Kama shvus ashkren b'migdash b'peg basra da'irvin that were also filled in the Beis HaMikdash. A shvus chomer was also filled in the Beis HaMikdash also. Avol rabbonon dafilu ba'alma without a floor. Without a if it was not merutzah, dafilu on the earthen floor, like elisur the rabbonon. Because he's ain't miskabin, felt nachas machshebes, ain't shvus ki hai b'migdash kibd like elisur the reise b'shomak. So that's the second teretz of Taisvus. Posak b'halochis g'doylitz, the kibud muta. B'halochis g'doylitz paskens l'halochis, that one is permitted to sweep a floor, an earthen floor. Matzne meker, k'damrinem b'matzneye, gabi ributs, ho'idne kaimelon kerabshimin, the shori l'rabetz l'chatchil. The Gemara says, Taisus had brought down the beginning of the Taisus, this Maimah, Rav Shimon holds, you're allowed to be merabetz l'chatchila. Because Allah, we paskin that Adov Hashem miskaven is muta. So Mamela said, Abal Allah is Daila says, so just like you're allowed to be merabetz, you're allowed to be mechabed also. It's the same thing. So Adov Hashem miskaven. Ve'ein nira l'ri, so amazes offer mimkaimai osrinem bekire ubebeya. That mazes offer mimkaimai osrinem. Now, why is mazes offer mimkaimai osa? These two I found him lechayre hai could learn pshat. The mashal learns Mishnah Berurah and Siman Shin Lamed Zayin brings down two mahalachim. My maze is off of Mimkaima Yisos. One mahalach is, it's also al tiltul muktzeh. So that's the difference between ributz and kibbut. That means, einach hanami. Al tzvi boine dike shayla. No, so it's adav v'sheinim miskaben. And so it's mutat, it's not a psikration, it's adav v'sheinim miskaben. But al kaponim, this but by kibbut, you're being metal to lofa. So it's a shayla of tiltul muktzeh. The Dvar Shmuel is ma'ira over here, in Bemison, there's a machlokes, we already hear a machlokes. The Bahag says that it's mutter. Taisvis says that it's also. Now Taisvis Tainis it's also because it's tiltul muktzeh. If you learn that that's Pshat and Meis is awful. So what's Pshat and the Behag? So by Emerson, there's a Taz in Simon Shinches. The Taz says that if a person has on the tablecloth, he has the Borei Muktzim, he has Klippis and Atzomis, so he's permitted, so the Mechaber says you'll have to shake it off. The Taz says you'll have to take a knife and take it off with the knife. Why? So the Taz says this is tiltul min atzad l'tzorech dover hamuta. That means I want it to be placed on the table. I don't want that the table should be full of klippis and atzomis. And I'm not so tiltul min atzad l'tzorech dover hamuta is muta. That's what the Taz says. So the Dvar Shmuel, it could be the Mishnah Berurah, means this in Shaar Yetzin, that was the Sfar of the Bahak. Meis is awful. But I'm not interested. I want that this place should be clean. So it's, I'm using a broom, so it's still for me not sad, but say rechtova amuta. The Chazanish Lamaise is chaylik on the Taz. See, Tain is, this isn't called tiltul min atzad. Tiltul min atzad means something else. Let's say you have a keli that is full of peiros. There's a davar muktzin in the keli also. So I'm lifting up the keli because I need the place where the keli is. So pshat is there, it's considered I'm being metaltel the keli. There's a keli, there's peiros, and there's an oven in the keli. So there you can say I'm being metaltel the keli with the peiros. I'm carrying the oven also. That's called tiltul min atzad. I mean, I'm carrying the tiltul is nesiaches to the keli and the peiros. There's a stone there also, so the stone is being carried al yodi. So memele, so that's called tiltul min atzad. Since I'm not doing it letzayrech ha'even, I'm doing it letzayrech ha'mokim, so tiltul min atzad letzayrech davar hamuta. Here, if I have a brush, and I'm brushing out muktzeh, so the whole tiltul is in the muktzeh. It's a tiltul. Yeah, I'm not touching it. So understand, it's a yad ariches. So I'm not touching it with my hands. I'm holding the knife, and that isn't considered tiltul min atzad. So it could be that this is the machloikis teisvis. If we learn that this is pshat and teisvis, the teisvis means to ask, his mezes offer means als muktzeh, so it could be this is the machloikis, the Taz and the Chazanish could be this is the machloikis, the Bahag and Taisvis. The Bahag held taket tiltul min like the Taz. Shall seen the man such as for it. Mechaber brings down the Bahags, the Mechaber brings down the Taisvis sheet and the Bahag sheet. It's a Mishin Lamed Zayin. And the Bahag, he says, it's tiltul min atzad l'tzorech dover hamuta. So it could be Taisvis held, that doesn't fall into the category of tiltul min atzad. Boy, bepeire kol hakelim amrinen, omar abalozer, af machbede shol tamre muta letaltel. You're allowed to be metaltel, brooms. Uporich, fek de gemore, I mechamel letzeel, if he means tamze to carry them mechamel letzeel, behol, emar abalozer, that you're allowed to, it's mukze. So the gemore held that a broom is mukze. Why is a broom mukze? Because you do a dover also. Masme de pshita dava malach de lisa le kul aume. Af al gav de ribuch shori le chathile le rab shimin. Fact ach toisvis, ay de bahag is going with a gemore. Be kibot osa de mashvi be gumis yeser mi ribuch. Now, toisvis is very unclear. The Dvar Shmuel is moira this, that toisvis started off and it's also out Maisie's offer. And now Taisus all of a sudden goes with Mashri Begum Yisem Iribus. The Mashop seems to learn that that's what Taisus means. It's Maisie's offer. The Lashon of Taisus is very schwer. The Mashri Begumis. The Taisus Harashba seems that there are two reasons why it's also. One reason it's also out Tiltul Mukze, and one reason it's also the Mashri Begumis. The Mashri Begumis Yisem Iribus. We have to understand what this means. But before, there's another Mahalach that the Mishnah Berurah in Simen Shin Lamed Zayin, he brings that, an explanation. Why Kibud is Osa? Why is Kibud different than Ribus? because it's Mezes Offer. Zok the Mishnah Berurah, what's this chesaron of Mezes Offer? So the Mishnah Berurah is two malachim. One malach is al tilta mutze. Then he says, Mezes Offer is chayiv al tzchoifer. Mezes Offer means that he's, by moving the offer, he's making a gume. He's making a gume. That's the iser of Mezes Offer. That's what he wants to say. That he's making a gume. You're making a gume. So I'm just wondering, could be, maybe that's a taich to mashvi begumis. Maybe that's pshat in Taishvist. Mashvi begumis means not that you're smoothing out the gumis, but maybe mashvi begumis means you're making gumis. The lashon of Yosef Meributz is not too good. By ributz, you zicher don't make gumis. By ributz, you fill up gumis. There's another mahalach. If Taishvist is giving another reason why it's also, because if you learn the Taishvist Kibshutai, let's forget about what Taishvist said before. Taishvist is saying now that Kibbut is worse than Ributz, the Mashvi Bei Gumis Yoisemi Ributz. You make Gumis, Mashvi Bei Gumis Yoisemi Ributz. What does Taishvist mean? Apsikresh it's not. That's the beginning of Taisus, that Kibbut is not a psikreisha. So it's not a psikreisha, so Ributz is an 80% chance that'll become the smaller, this is a 90% chance it'll become the smaller. But it's right to not a psikreisha, so l'chayre, what's pshat in Taisus, the mashri begum is yaisa mi Ributz. It could be the Mr. Blue brings down one of the time in Ta'asa, שמתוך תרדוסוי לחבד וליפי סקלקה ישכח וישווה הגומס במסקבת. That means, since he's being oisik in the pula of Ashvoas gumes, so if he'll only have the kibbut, the yipu yakak and zinin, some emele, so then it should be mutatake, it's a dovid. The mashvi bei gumis yoisem eribots could be, since the yadayim, he's making a greater shivi gumis, more than ributz, so we're afraid maybe through doing this will be mechaven to be mashvi gumis. That's how the Mishnah Berurah brings down such a svara from the smak. Shmiter tadosi lechabed al yavis akalke, yishkach v'yashva ha-gumis b'miskavet. So it's a psagzeire. He might come to be mashvi bei gumis, since he's mashvi gumis bi yodayim, so he might come to be mashvi gumis bi miskav. Al kaponim, that is why Taisvis is choylik and the bahag. We had further in the Mishnah, of Yehuda ima kois hoya memaloi, midam ataruvis. As we'll see, the floor was a flood of blood. The floor of the Ritzpah of the Beis Hamikdash was full of blood. So Rabbi Yehuda says, Kois hoya memalei midam ha-taruvis. So they took one kois from the taruvis. Zol kuzrika achas al gabi ha-mizbeach lehoidu lehichachot. So what is pshat in Rabbi Yehuda? Tanya Rabbi Yehuda oimer, Kois hoya memalei midam ha-taruvis. Shim yishofech domay shel echad mehem nimtza zemach shirei. So Rashi says shim nishpach. Let us see Rashi. Shim nishpach domay shel echad mehem loorets. Loi nizak mimen olam izbeich. That means that Rabbi Yehuda, as we had before, and we'll have later, that there was a tremendous amount of pressure, short amount of time to be makib all the kabonis. So if one of the bozichen spilled, so nimtza zemach shirei. So now he went and took a kois. So in the kois, mistam and bam, you say yesh bile, so there's a chelik of that kois that was spilled also. Is so memela, so he's machsha. That was the purpose of zrike. Omul loy l'Rab Yehuda ba loy niskabel bikli. So they ask, it can't help. Klik is Rashi and Taisus. Rashi learns pshat, it can't help. That means, that you can only, if you were mekabel, if the dam was niskabel mitzava habehime in the klishos. And then it's spilled out, and then you'll be ma'as of it, and be zayik, and under mizbeach, fine. So then you're misakin something. But if it never was niskabel bekeili, so memele it went straight from the tzava habehime to the ritzveh, so now you'll take it in the keili, it won't help. So it won't help. Well, loy niskabel bekli. Loy niskabel bekli. So how can it help now? Frekte gemore meno yodi. How do they know it wasn't niskabel bekli? Elohi kom rilei. So the Moses says, no, they mean to ask as follows. Shema loy niskabel bekli. Maybe. That means it was a very hectic time. So maybe it wasn't niskabel bekli. So what is the kasha? So the kasha is, according to Tosfos, it's a little better, the kasha. According to Rashi, the kasha is that since maybe it wasn't the skabel bekli, your whole purpose is you want to make a tikkun. Maybe, so you don't know anything. Maybe the dam wasn't spilled. But if it was spilled, shema shim nishpach adam, I'll be misakit. But tomorrow you're not misakit. Maybe dam was spilled that was never in the skabel bekli. So, you're not ensuring that every kolbman is good on your day's rike. No, you have to be seimech and roiv. So why to be seimech and roiv? Why do you have to make this tikkun is not a tikkun gomel? That's the kasha, shem alein is kabel bekli. And Taisi says, pshat, that dam that wasn't is kabel bekli, there's an issa to be zorek on the mizbech. You're not accomplishing everything. Pshat is, if there's dam on the ritz, but that wasn't the skabel bekli, so you know to be zayik around the mizbeach. Oma lehen, so Rabbi Yehuda told them, af ani lo yamarti ele ben the skabel bekli. I only said that you take dam from the ritz, which wasn't the skabel bekli. But forget that there's no such dam that wasn't miskabel bekli. All the dam that was spilled was once miskabel bekli. Fact, Gemara meno yoda. How do you know that all the dam was miskabel bekli? So Rabbi Yehuda answered them, Kahanim's reason. What do you mean? That sicha when they shechted a behemah, there wasn't such a thing that someone shechted a behemah and all of a sudden they say they called the kohen to come. Whenever they shechted a behemah, the kohen was there with the klishos already. So memela, so there's no suffix in my mind. So all the dam was sicha once niskabel bekeli. In fact, the Gemara is reason that my mishtapach, no man of shechem, they're so good, the Kahanim, so what are you afraid of? Maybe got spilled out, Kahanim's reason. He says, no, das nicht, agav's reason sayu, da of the mishtapach. No, das yo. That means to be a poishim, and someone should go and shech the kolben without a kohen being around, to be mekabel the dam, chas v'sholem. Kahanim's reason, man, that is zich, they wouldn't let such a thing. Is a tremendous hurry in passing down the dam, so it could very well be that it spilled over. It spilled over dam. Now you have dam of people who wasn't this like a Gabi Mizbeach. So forget. So now we have to take it. Frag the Gemore, Valoi dam atamtsis mu'ureboi. Frag the Gemore, Hanukasha. We have here dam that's on, we hear a lot of dam, like the Gemara says later that Shvachu lebnei arin sheyelchu ad akuvei seyem bedam. There was a lot of dam over here. There was over a million kabbonis. There was a lot of dam. So lechayre the gemara and the havamin held like this. So what did Rabbi Yehuda say? Rabbi Yehuda's answer was, you say yesh bila. So everything is mixed up. So I take one koi. So in the koi is a mashu. If any of the dam was nishpach, so the mele I'll be zayrikit. I'll be misaken that. Like the gemara. But there's dam atamtsis also. So the Gemara Bahamina learned The Kohen was around to be mekabel the Dam HaNefesh. That you have to make Zrika. So the Dam HaNefesh, the Kohen was there, was mekabel the Dam HaNefesh, and they were right away to pass the Dam to make the Zrika. The Tler wasn't finished. He had more Dam coming out of him, but they didn't call Atzol and there's no Kahanim there, so that Dam, some of them ran out. I mean, that Dam, the Dam HaTamsis, which was not Oymed Lekapore, that Dam ran out. That ran out on the floor. So now, if you look in this pool of blood, most of the dam, you have some dam zrika, which was nishpa, but most of the dam is dam atamtsis, so most of the dam is dam atamtsis, so it's bottle be miyutoi, so memele tzicha bottle. The dam zrika that spilled out, zicha became bottle to the reiv dam atamtsis, which is the ritzpas full of. So memele, that's the Gemara's kasha, but like dam atamtsis muraboy. And for the Gemara, Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei, the Oma dam atamtsis dam aoyu, it's kosher dam. The sanya dam atamtsis bazore. This is dam she'ena nefesh yeitzei boy. So the chachomim hold is only alav. Rabbi Yehuda l'taimei because. So what's pshat in the Gemara's teretz? So the Gemara held, that's what the Sadach Hazanish explains pshat in the Gemara. That dam atamtsis this chorus. So if this chorus, so it's equivalent to dam nefesh. So it's equivalent to dam nefesh, you have to make zrika on it. So memela there was no such, that not famazay, they let the dam atamtsis run on the floor. The dam atamtsis had been this kabul to be zirik. It's just like it's equivalent to dam nefesh. This chorus on it. So memela when the kahanim came, the kahanim's reason, so when they came to be mekabel the dam, they came with big jugs to be mekabel the dam. Because you have to be zayrik all the dam. And if dam atamtsis is equivalent to dam and nefesh, you zayrik this. So there's no dam atamtsis on the floor, stamazoi. If there was dam atamtsis, it means it was nishpach. Vakel, it was nishpach. But everything that was nishpach is kosher dam, which was nishpach. So memela, so there's no bittel over here. Everything is mechuyev. Frek de gemara v'amar abalaza meid rab yudel linye kapore she'enei mechapa. She'nema ki adam hu benefesh yichapa. Dam she'nefesh yoitze boi mechapa. Dam she'enei nefesh yoitze boi enei mechapa. So memela frek de gemara, so you can be chayiv chorus, but it's not mechapa. So memela, so they won mechapa this dam. So this dam was on the floor. So memela, so the dam zrika should become bottle, the dam atamtsis. And with the Gemara, Rabbi Yudal, the time, domain, dam, the vato, dam. This is Rabbi Yudal. Rabbi Yudal's mean, bemin, elay, bottle. So, memelo, so it's not, so what's your kash? It became bottle. So it's not bottle. Rabbi Yudal's mean, bemin, elay, bottle. Let us see Rashi. Nimse kaisa machshiri, shemuru boi min anishpach. Shem aloi niskabo bekeili. So they asked, oiso, ishata, roitza, lahachshir. Shem Oloi Niskabo Bekeli. That you want to be Mashma, he wasn't Niskabo Bekeli. It was Sule Mahani Leizrike. This Nan Nishpach Mitzava Beima Laritzba Vosvei Posel Bezwochen Beg Shem. Afani Leyamati Shiyoyel Elok Shiniskabo Bekeli. He said, Fakelt, you only said it will help. It was Niskabo. Umeno Yoda Rab Yehudin Niskabo Bekeli. How do you know? Vachshor Shebaomu Dekoma. Sheim Yishofech Domai. If it was nishpach, I'll be misakin. The kibun de laskune sveikios, eiche misakne bohochi shem aloi niskabu. That was the kasha of the Gemara. And for the Gemara, so Rabbi Yehuda answered them, no, there's no sovik in my mind that all the dam was niskabu. Kahanim zrizim heim, velekele meichish l'shem aloi kiblu. So the zichel on mekabu. Let's skip over the lishnachini, just to have the flow of the Gemara. Frag the Gemara, so the chachomim estem is rizim heim, heiche nishpochin, as rizim heim v'yodi. So memele, how is the dam bechlal nishpa? And for the Gemara, agav zrizu sayu, shememarim, loretz, olakare, velizloik mitshed midayu. It spills out. Frek the Gemara, volei dam atamtsis, shal psochim harbi murubay. There was a lot of dam atamtsis. Being nishbach dam shal echot, so if one person's dam was nishbach, kuloi botl bemiyutoi, umatoyil zrike, so how does zrike help its botl? Shrei botl. Dam atamtsis shal chulin v'shal kotshe bazora belav v'loi kores. Siv kinevish kol bosa domi benavshayu. Koloich levi kores. Yotza dam atamtsis. שאין לו דם הנפש, בסרס קריסיס מפורש טיים, חמיש של אבו סיבי בדם, מיד אחד לו דם התמצס, לבנות לה דם הנפש. ליניה כפורש, אין לו אילו זריקה. דם שהנפש יויציס בוי, דם כילוח, שאידום עם הם פרק דם שחיתה, דוני דם כילוח, איז מחפה. אלא אבידו אותם אידום אין דם בבטל דם. הלכך לבוטו להו די אישתפך, so that what spilled out never became bottle. Ubechol pulte demotim in elem izbeach, zriko miskashe. Umilse der Rabbi Yehuda, this you saw, der ein dam, a batel dam, bezvoch bekal azvochim, shenisavu. The tani gabi dam zvochim, dan shenisavu bemayim, im yesh boi maris dam, kosher. If, dam zvochim bemayim, if there's still a maris dam, after got mixed up with water, kosher. נסערב בדם, בהם ישחול, לא נוי בדם חי, הרואין, אס אפוסל, כאילו הויו מים. ואם יש בקושר כדי להסבר מרס דם, קושרים לאפוסל. So the chachomim hold that the sheer bitl is totally if he has a marit. If you do him, ain dam mevatl dam. If you do us bachlal, ain dam mevatl dam. Let us go back to the Lishnachine. Lishnachine, a different, the first kasha was that the Chachamim asked him, since you want to make sure that everything is good, maybe you're not misakin, maybe there was dam shenishpach. Lishtachin Hashem l'niskabel b'kli kol zeh shato shoyev me'eretz. The kasha is maybe that what you're taking out from the ground was of that, from this pool of blood was never niskabel b'kli. The nimtzei zeirik tam posel. So you're zeirik tam posel. How are you allowed to do this? So he told them, Afanile Amati Lamalis Ella Meimokim Sheyoidim Shenishbuchu Shomdomim Shiniskabel Bakli. Vim Shum de Maharev Bahu Mahai Deloinis Kabel Kugedama Tamsis, a kapach like the safe, Varishanike Rashi likes the first shot. Shem Aloinis Kabel Bakli Zaktaisus Peish Bekuntris, Leipeos Rike, Mishum de Nishbach Mitzava Baim. The most kasha was that maybe it wasn't this Kabel, so this Rike won't help. Vakoshalari. What's the cash? The Mikomokim Yisrek, the Tails Rika Loise Shanishbarachish and Iskabo. If it won't help for everybody, it could help for someone. So what's the cash in Rabbi Yehud? The nearly dachi perushi shem alain Iskabo bekli. Maybe it wasn't Iskabo bekli, but also lahali stam posel gabi misbechi the bucha bekam a duchli. The davkim olu bediavid lo yerdu. That's from the Gemara's kasha. Maybe it wasn't his kabel, but Kli said it's an Issa's Rike. For Koma, so Rabbi Yehuda said, Afanile Amarti, Elabin his kabel, the Somchinen, Azriz's Kahanim, Kedamask, there's no Shaila, Zicha wasn't his kabel. Vedav, Kimidam, Haroi, Lis kabel, Porich. Abu Dam, some Amelot, that is an Issa. If it wasn't his kabel, there's an Issa. Abu Dam, Atamtsis, Kemayim, Baon, Bechoshiv, Kivin, Dein, Roi, Lekisi, Eine, Oysa, La, Loysa. וכי פורך ולאי דם התמציס מאורב בוי ומבט עלי ברוי. The next Gemara's kasha was that it should be bottled ברוי. לאי פורך מדם הרוי לסקבל ונשפח דוי לנה מבט למזעזע אפילו לרבונו כדום בבקוי מצרבה. The last tickle of Tosfos the Chazanish wants to say that Pshat in Tosfos is like this, that zicha that there was. The Gemara asks, let it become bottle bereif. For become bottle what? In the Dama Tamsis. That was the Gemara's kasha. In fact, let's forget about Dama Tamsis. Mistome, there was a lot of dam that was nishpach from different kabonis. So Memela, so let us say you had 70 kabonis, 70, we're talking about 100 million. So let's say you had 100 bezichin that the dam was nishpach. So Memele, so Taisa says, so why does not ask from Dama Tamtzis, but Mestame, there was 100 bezichin that was nishpach, so each dam should be bottled the other 99. I feel in the good domin. That means each dam should be bottled the other 99. So that Taisa says is the klal oilin ein mevatlin zezeh. That something that's royal is rik is not mevatl one the other. So therefore the Gemara only asked Akasha from